Thank you all for coming and to the exhibition. It was really a packed show. And if you didn't make the reception, please come back. Our hours are 12 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. My name is Shelby Graham. I'm the director and curator at the Cezanne Gallery at Porter College, UCSC. And I want to thank Dr. Soraya Murray here, who teaches this course, and thank you, students, for sharing this course with the public. I know we're a little crowded tonight, but this is a fantastic lecture series, which is part of the Visiting Artist Program here at UCSC. Tonight, I'm pleased to introduce Gabriela Leon and her exhibition at the Cezanne Gallery called Sunday Walk to the Zocalo in Oaxaca. And I've always had my eye on Mexico and its exciting art scene, from border politics to traditional and experimental arts. And I have a fond memory of Oaxaca, like many of you do, and that's why our gallery was packed tonight. So many people have a passion for Oaxaca. And we were all concerned when we heard about the events in 2006. And I know many of you were frustrated, as well as I was, to not really know what happened during that time period. And so tonight, Gabriela Leon is going to share some of what went on. And I hope you all we'll come back to the exhibition, tell your friends about it. And I want to thank the curator of this show, Tyler Stallings from UC Riverside, who called me a year ago and said, I have this wonderful artist, Gabriela Leon. Would you like to show this in Santa Cruz? And I immediately said yes. I knew people would be interested. And so we worked together on a grant to travel this show. Now I'll tell you a little bit about Gabriela Leon. She was born in 1973 in Cuautla, Morelos, Mexico. And she currently lives and works in Oaxaca. She holds a BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts, from the University of the Americas in Puebla, Mexico. And there she studied painting, papermaking, and sculpture. So you could see all that combination in her work today. She's had numerous fellowships, honors, and awards, and most recently with the State Foundation for Culture and the Arts, Puebla and Mexico, in 2008 for writing. She gets many awards for writing and literature. She also has a National Foundation for Culture and Art for poetry. She also had a Mexican Institute for Youth Award in 2000 for alternative fashion design. I'd like to quote from a contemporary writer in Mexico, Martin Solares. He writes that Gabriela Leon is a writer and artist who's worked for years with the human body, and now she was working with a different kind of body, that of a city. A Oaxaca, a metropolis that was under siege, that was humiliated and ignored. I'd also like to say that Gabriela Leon's work, even though it has a position about a specific topic in Oaxaca, it has relevance elsewhere. And today, artists are looking for, kind of a political outlet to express themselves. Also, it's wonderful to see a mix of politics and artistic actions in a very local context. Her performance work and her object making or print making reflect an artist with a passion and a passionate practice. I'd like to just give one last quote by Guillermo Gomez Pena, and he was conducting a performance art workshop down in Oaxaca in 2006 during this unrest. And he said, "It is precisely in times of acute crisis that cultural institutions become true sanctuaries for freedom of the imagination, and that the function of art becomes clarified." So please welcome Gabriela Leon.
Thank you. Thank you all to be here. I want to thank the gallery, the director, the curator, and everybody. Thank you, guys. If you get bored, you don't have to stay. I won't remove your credit from this. I'm going to read so I can feel that I'm hiding, no? And then I will try not to read that much. One day I opened my email and found this question: would you consider your work activism? I also have to apologize for my English because I'm trying my best. But if I say something that doesn't make any sense, just feel free to stop me and ask me what do I want to say with that. No? The first reaction was to say no. I consider myself an artist. And thinking about the dimensions of the word activism, I feel that calling myself an activist would be a lie. But now, thinking about the meaning direct actions to reach a goal, and so on, then I think that art is also activism. I think an artist is someone who communicates with others from its own innermost subjectivity. And this action can be related to politics or not. or can have political consequences or not, but just the main gesture of communicating with others is already an action. My main objective is to approach others through art in different ways. It can be with my body expressing, with my body expressions, or with my actions in daily situations, even if it's a social political conflict. It is impossible not to be affected by a situation that goes over and beyond one's limit of tolerance, confusion, frustration, euphoric hope, or periods of anxious despair. My response to the Oaxaqueño conflict was to walk peacefully with my dog, wearing a dress made from the evidence of a social awakening repressed with violence. Now, I'm going to read you a chronology. It's a little bit long, but I think it's important so you can have the main idea of what happened and the events and so on. And we're also going to see some photographs of a great photographer. His name is Antonio Turok. Oaxaca is a state located at the southern coast of Mexico. It is the second poorest state in the country. It has 570 municipalities, and 19 different indigenous languages are spoken. It is also one of the states with the highest rates of migrations to the United States. Okay, May 22, 2006. 70,000 teachers goes on a strike. The teachers' union is the biggest in the country. Hundreds of teachers move to the Zocalo for an indefinite period of time, demanding dezonification. I don't know if it exists, that word in English, or I just invented. But what I want to say is that the teachers are paid depending on the state where they live. And if it's a tourist area where the income should be higher, you know? Oaxaca is a tourist place, so the income should be, I don't know, level 3, and the teachers get salaries of lowest level or so on. So they are asking to get a higher salary because of the Oaxaca is a touristic area. A better educative infrastructure, classroom, laboratories, studios, furniture, uniforms, breakfast for the students, scholarships, and human resources. From May 26 and on, a period of mega demonstrations starts. The teachers occupy gas stations, malls, government offices, highways, the airport, radio stations, the terminal of distribution of petroleum. They impede the charge of toll in highways. Students specifically took the state university and closed the street with barricades because the government was ignoring their demands. By this time, already many organizations had joined the teachers' movement. The people organized a political judgment of the governor, Ulises Ruiz, at the Zocalo. June 14, 2006, at 4:50 a.m., around 3,000 policemen dislodged the school teachers from the Zocalo with tear gas and guns. At 9:30 a.m., the teachers took back the Zocalo. As a result of the police action, there were 92 injured people, school teachers, policemen, and children, two teachers and one student seriously wounded, and two civilians injured by bullets. June 21, the APO, that you will hear later, APO means Popular Assembly of Oaxacan People, is created, and it's constituted by more than 360 organizations and indigenous communities. And the conflict goes from a declared truce to dialogue sessions to mega demonstrations with more than 1 million people from all over the state, and again closing highways, gas stations, government offices, and by this time, the role of the radio stations under the control of the teachers' union and the APO become a very important and a powerful massive phenomena during the uprising. By this time, the governor moves his offices to hotels at the north part of the city. August 1, hundreds of women peacefully occupied the state TV and radio station. By this time, the violence is growing. Federal policemen arrive to the state. There are several denunciations of illegal detentions. Paramilitary groups shot at a Pacific demonstration, and also they go around the city at night shooting. We live, without saying it, in a state of siege.
Siege?
Siege. August 23 and on. The city is completely closed with barricades. The dialogue sessions between the government and teachers' unions and the APO fails. Shooting is heard at night. The army is all over the state. The teachers' union and the APO reject the government positions. The International Federation of Human Rights visit the state. There is a demonstration walk towards Mexico City. Marine helicopters fly around the city. The so-called death squadrons attack the encampments around the radio station, and some barricades are at night. A student is kidnapped. Two teachers and one civilian are shot and died during the confrontations and attack to barricade. 21 members of the APO go on a hunger strike. There is war for the control of the radio station. October 27. Hindi media journalist Brad Will dies by a shotgun in a barricade, as well as the teacher Emilio Alonso Fabian and three civilians. And there are other 23 people injured by shotguns. Several school teachers are under arrest. October 29, President Fox ordered the intervention of federal police. November 2nd and on, the federal police violently attacked the state university, and this is one of the biggest confrontations. The federal police take the control of the so-called radio stations and highways. According to the report of the president of the Commission of Human Rights, Rosario Ibarra de Piedra, there are 98 declared political motivated disappearances, 93 people in jail, 109 wounded, and 15 dead. November 18, members of the federal police attack sexually a woman at the Zocalo. November 15, federal police violently repress a peace demonstration. On November 19, I make this piece that gives the name of the exhibition. The name is Sunday Walk at the Zocalo of Oaxaca. November 20, there is a violent confrontation between the federal police and the APO.
Mm-hmm. At the main square.
At the main square at the city. There are 53 intoxicated and wounded people, including five policemen. November 21, the main camp of the APO set on fire. November 25, the 7-Megan March take place, demanding the resignation of the governor, Ulysses Reese, the withdrawal of the federal police, the return alive and well of the people missing, the release of all political prisoners. The march is repressed violently by the federal police with tear gas and projectiles. There are more than 140 wounded, more than 100 people in jail after several hours of confrontation. And it goes on and on and on. December 4, detention of Flavio Sosa. Flavio Sosa is the most popular leader of the APO. Governor takes back the control of the city. The marches are now for the release of all the prisoners. There are recriminations of torture and violation of human rights. The government started a campaign for the cleaning of its image on national TV. All the barricades are dislodged and removed. The city is clean and painted. The state is declared calm. On July 2007, there is a violent confrontation during the traditional festivity, and the name is Lagelaguetza. By now, the truce is still on, and there are still six people in jail and five missing, and around 20 or 26 dead, and still nobody is responsible of these facts. And now I hope you can see the exhibition, so this will make a little bit more sense. The work in this exhibit covers the period from November 2006 to July 2007, a time in which those sympathetic to the movement's objectives experienced moments of euphoric hope, a great social awakening, as well as long periods of anxious despairs. These were very emotional times.
What shall an artist do during a time of tremendous social conflict, when all normal patterns of life are disrupted and the outcome of this conflict is unknown? I still don't know the answer, but this was my response. I found myself responding in unconscious ways, not having any particular idea in mind. I started collecting random objects from the barricades, from the streets, from the demonstrations. I gathered ashes and soot from the burned out tires, wires from the burned mattresses used to keep the protesters warm and safe during the night. I was interested in these objects because the barricades represented outposts of people's hopes and resistance, whereas the police and paramilitary barricades reflected the magnitude and scale of state power. Forming in my mind was the general idea that the living history of this struggle, no matter what the final outcome, would have been.
Mm-hmm.
It needed to be captured, preserved, and not sanitized into oblivion. Now, I'm going to describe the individual pieces that you can see in the exhibition. Well, the outfit, no? The dress. The dress I wore during my walk was made with materials I collected from barricades dislodged with violence. The necklace is barbed wire. The corset and the miniskirt were made from shreds of tire treads. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And the skirt was made from the bare metal frame of a burn mattress. Okay, now, with this walk, I make a kind of a slideshow or a video. It was filmed in November 19, 2006. Sunday walk was one of my first efforts to connect with this living history. Personally, I was deeply saddened and emotionally overwhelmed. What could I do as a citizen of this town? I decided that I could no longer remain a witness of this conflict, that I must do something as an artist to record and express the dynamics of this struggle. During the first 6 months of the uprising, the simple act of walking from one place to another, even during day, turned into a potential dangerous adventure. At night, the situation was even worse, as a state allied death squads freely roam around streets. The official press
had sought
to claim that Oaxaca was returning back to normal, but nothing could have been further from the truth. In November, only two city blocks separate the Apo and police barricades. Between them, cars and buses were set on fire, among walls all covered with political graffiti. It looked like a scene from an apocalyptic movie. Around the same time, I had made a dress using the wire and rubber I picked up from the barricades. I was struck by the idea to use the dress in a video that documented the walk through the no man's land between the two opposing barricades. Another element for this piece was to reenact the actual struggle. I designed and distributed posters asking people to take part as extras to the film of a video clip for the song Mexico Woke Up from the band Nine Rain. They could choose to dress as policemen, as Apo supporters, or just civilians. I also required the presence of a woman dressed with an outfit made from elements collected from barricades and a soloist squintle dog. I also tried to place this advertising in the newspaper, but they reject my request. No one responded to my poster. Anyway, the film was made with an amazing film production, and there were thousands of policemen, Apo supporters, and civilians. Then I also asked several friends to come along with their still and video cameras to document my walk, to form a sort of protection to us. I had no idea what to expect once I started my walk. I had heard that a day before, a woman declared she was raped in the Zocalo by the police. while other female demonstrators were sprayed by water cannons. Fortunately, nothing happened. The police appeared to be stunned by my outfit and allowed me to enter their barricade without any accident. I am completely against all forms of violence. To capture by means the video of a simple walk dressed with the materials born from this heated struggle struck me as a compelling way to counter the official media effort to soft-pedal this conflict. I'm going to show you this video that you're going to see is not the video that you can see at the gallery. This is like the backstage of the video you can see at the gallery. Oh, yeah.
Devotos a Dios Tlaloc peregrinamos al museo que el conquistador le envió para cantar. Seguimos cambiando tesoros por cuerpos de vidrio, soñando, solo soñando que el lago vuelva a abrir. And Mexico woke up, listen for the radio, smoking with the street. Found yourself surrounded by ruins, strangely familiar ruins. Where am I? Who am I? What am I? Shall I finish your makeup? Take my place here for us to see the mission go on. Wake up, wake up, wake up. European, Latino, Americano, and Mexico woke up. We smile from here. Thank you.
Well, you can also see at the exhibit some monoprints or barricade prints, I call. By the time I started to work on this barricade series, the city was already under the control of the government, but there were still some demonstrations. All the barricades were already dislodged and the city was clean. The new strategy of the government was to spend a big amount of the state budget in national TV spots, trying to improve the governor's image and to bring back the tourism to the city. Any demonstrations, any political graffiti, any kind of publicity against the government was immediately erased. The evidence of violence, of unconformity, the people demands, the claims to the release of all the prisoners, the denouncings of torture and violation of human rights were totally ignored. For me, it was very scary to witness the speed and the great organization shown by the government to erase any evidence, and the idea of making the barricade prints came very natural. I just worked with the materials at hand, paper, ashes, and soot from the burnt rubber, wires, and tablecloths. So I made a black ink with the soot and transferred the oxide of the wires onto the papers. I also used some tablecloths to print the designs in the paper. You can also see at the gallery an installation. The name of installation is Planton. This installation was made in collaboration with the two main graffiti groups existing in Oaxaca. Arte Jaguar and Azaro are the name. They used to paint the tarps for the installation, the same stencils that done in the streets during the uprising. The banners are inspired by the temporary living structures and tarps used in the barricades. By now, every single political graffiti or publicity against the government is erased immediately. There is also a sound installation, the name is Little Walk, made by Oscar Javier Martinez, aka Ojama, who record live during the confrontation and mixed with the live broadcasts of the different radio stations taken by the teachers' union, the APO, and the students. The phenomena of the radio by itself, it's a different chapter. The radio became a cathartic space with open channel 24 hours of live broadcast. There is also a compilation of videos that you can also see at the gallery. It's a collection of videos made by local artists, non-profit organizations, activists, civilians, and various individuals in a great effort to show different points of view of the conflict. This collection was curated by Isabel Rojas. I'm going to leave at the gallery one copy of the video. If any of you is interested, you can talk to the gallery people and make yourself a copy for you. Or in Oaxaca, there is a big community of artists from around the country and all over the world, and also many people working with social and environmental issues. And their responses during the uprising were very diverse and creative, all widespread through underground channels. I'm also going to leave a list of links that if you have any interest in check, I don't know, different artists, or I have all kinds of links. This artist is Ana Santos. This is Bruno Varela. It's a video artist, and he makes several videos during the uprising. He was the first one? Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, this is Bruno. This is also Bruno. This is a painter, Demian Flores. How do you say? Well, whatever. It's a video, but made out of drawings. I don't know how to say. This is Ana animation. Santos. Animation, yeah. The last one was an animation. This is Ana Santos. These are postcards. So she made postcards and distribute freely to everybody. It says, visit Oaxaca, extreme tourism. This is a photographer. His name is Alejandro Echeverria. This is Alberto Ibáñez, El Negro, another photographer. This is a painter, Raúl Herrera. I took the picture, so that's why they are like, they're not even. And this is a group, the name is Mal de Ojo. They are not artists, or they don't consider themselves artists. They are a non-profit organization. And there are many, many more. I'm not sure if this is Azaro's work, but in Oaxaca it's a tradition to make this kind of carpets made out of sand and pigments. So I think I'm not sure about this, but the next one, this one was made by the group Azaro, the same that make with me the banners. This was to commemorate this. In Mexico, we celebrate in November the Day of the Dead. So this was this last November, and this offering. This offering was for the dead people during the people who died during the uprising, and that's it.
Okay, and we can open up for questions. Thank you.